This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A bipartisan group of Illinois state lawmakers has been hosting a series of hearings across the state on public transit. Their most recent stop was in Springfield yesterday. Multiple residents there told lawmakers to make local transit more accessible for those with disabilities. Springfield resident Alice Minter, who is in a wheelchair, says she has been using the public bus for the last 20 years, and she's recently been struggling to schedule rides.
It does not run on Sundays, which is really a problem for many people.
Democratic State Senator Ram Vilivalam says in order to make public transit better, it needs more funding. The Regional Transit Authority is currently facing a $730 million fiscal cliff in 2026. Between mail-in voting and last-minute casting, ballot counting has become a bit more challenging in recent years. Democratic primary candidates for Cook County State's Attorney waited multiple days for results in the spring. And November's election could be similar. Illinois State Board of Elections, Matt Dietrich, told WBEZ's Reset officials are warning that it could take weeks to determine some races.
The numbers that you see reported on election night are unofficial, and we know that this could be significant due to the large number of vote-by-mail ballots that we're seeing. Like I said, in 2020, we had 2 million, but already we have 284,000.
The application deadline for a mail-in ballot is before 5 p.m. October 31st. It must be postmarked or placed in a drop box by November 5th. To avoid a delay in results, Dietrich recommends not waiting until the 31st to apply for a ballot. The Chicago International Film Festival opens tonight. To mark the festival's 60th year, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has declared today as Chicago International Film Festival Day in Illinois. The festival runs for 12 days and features films from all over the world. But tonight, it will be an American movie on the big screen. The opener is The Piano Lesson, an adaptation of August Wilson's Pulitzer Prize-winning play. It was directed by Malcolm Washington and stars John David Washington. They are the sons of Hollywood star Denzel Washington. The brothers will each receive an award during the screening at the Music Box Theater. Only rush tickets are available tonight, but there are nearly 200 other movies showing through October 27th. Chicago Bulls guard Lonzo Ball is expected to make his long-awaited return to the court tonight. It's been nearly 3 years since he last played due to a severe knee injury that required cartilage and meniscus implant surgery. WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says the Bulls are not expecting him to be the same player he was before the injury.
They're going to try to see if he can handle playing regular basketball. He's been doing practices, he's been, you know, doing some workouts, but to see him, if how much he can endure, how long he can play, and what the results would be after he plays the games. That's what's going to be really important, is the next day.
The Bulls are home against the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight, so expect Ball to get a warm welcome from the fans. Tip-off is at 7. Some more things you should know today. The Chicago Greyhound station will remain open for the time being. For more than a year, the future of the downtown station has been in limbo, with its original lease set to expire this Sunday. But Greyhound's parent company, Flixbus, announced they are in the process of finalizing a lease extension. They said the solution is temporary, but will allow operations to continue without disruption for the time being. People impacted by severe weather over several days in July will be able to apply for federal disaster assistance and get in-person help with their questions. The FEMA State Disaster Recovery Centers will be open at the Chicago Lawn Branch Library and the Village of Homewood Auditorium today. Specialists will be on hand for residents recovering from storms on July 13th through July 16th, which included tornadoes, straight-line winds, and flooding. People will also be able to upload documents and learn about making their property more resistant to disasters. Today's weather, it's the start of a sunshine streak that we're going to see over the next few days. The high is in the mid-50s today. Tomorrow, we're expecting the high to reach the mid-60s. That's it for now. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.